Parshas Bahar, as the Kaldodi points out, the first famous Rashi in this Parsha from the Torah's Kohanim, the question, why is Shemitah singled out of all the mitzvahs, the connection to Har Sinai? And he explains the Kaldodi, another way of seeing it, besides Rashi's explanation, that Shemitah is a mitzvah that you need tremendous amount of emunah. To have faith, betachen in Hashem, that He will supply your needs. When He tells you in the seventh year not to plant, not to work the land, especially a farmer, an agricultural society that was so predominant at those times. And even in our times, of course, the farmers. So therefore, the Torah is telling us that it is only the people who believe in Har Sinai, where Hashem gave us His Torah, and rightly so, the Am Hashem, of all the nations that accepted it and continue to believe, of all the past events as brought down in the Torah and what happened at Har Sinai, it is only those who have that faith, that emunah, or nigelim or goyim, which come into that faith, can also have that faith to fulfill the mitzvah of Shemitah. And you might ask that the Torah says that in the sixth year they will produce enough for the later years. So in actuality, they see it right there and then. In the sixth year they have that three-year bumper crop. But again, as Rosh Shiv explains, it might not necessarily kick in, so to speak, the way it would be clear cut. Or the person sees others, Rishoyim, that he also get a bumper crop. Or he thinks, okay, it can happen, a bumper crop. Boy, imagine if I continue, what will happen? All these Yetzer Hara points as examples can influence the person to not do the right thing. As we all know, we always have to deal with that Yetzer Hara. And even as the Darash Moshe explains, that's for someone who asks the question, what will we eat in the seventh year? But he still has that emunah. But what about the person that doesn't ask? That's a high madrega. He accepts it. The belief. So for instance, by him, he might get the same crop, but his bracha will be that he'll eat a third or less, and he will be completely satisfied, full. And again, he also has the Yetzer Hara, and he can see the same crop and other Rishoyim around him with bumper crops. So we can see that he could go astray also. And therefore, that is the connection to the Har Sinai. And being that this parsha is my son Aaron's bar mitzvah parsha, I had the siyata d'shmaya to see the connection of the bar mitzvah in general. Ha-bar mitzvah, the ha-bar, the first word of the ha-bar mitzvah, has the same letters as bahar. And what is this telling us? This is telling us the bar mitzvah that comes into the fold when he has now the requirement as an adult to keep all the mitzvahs. It is also the foundation of this requirement is emuna. It all comes down to emuna. As the Gemara in Makkos, Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, learns from Chag Habakkuk HaNavi, Sadik be'emunoso yichya. Without emuna, nothing goes. You can't get any further. You cannot fulfill the mitzvahs properly. Emuna is the yisoid. Emuna that Hashem is everything. That if we want to have the happiest life forever after, the only way is to listen to Hashem. And once you have the emuna, as in Bahar, HaSinai, HaBar Mitzvah, then all the mitzvahs stem, as we just said, from that. You will be guaranteed that all the mitzvahs will be kept to the fullest. And as we see many times in the Torah, all the 613 mitzvahs is written in singular. Why? Because in truth, all 613 mitzvahs is basically, in a nutshell, the will of Hashem. One mitzvah. To fulfill, to listen to the will of Hashem, what He wants of us. And with that, in Yetzir Hashem, everyone should be zeicher, kol adam kuloi, to listen, to have the emunah in Hashem, tamid mi'ata v'yadayim. We have two expressions of Shabbos Lashem, one in Pasuk Beis, one in Pasuk Dalet, and they each have a separate drasha. And one of them, Rashi says, in Pasuk Beis, L'shem Hashem, K'shem Shinama B'Shabbos Bereishis. Rosh Hashiva, Shlita explains, what is it telling us by saying, to connect it to Shabbos Bereishis, the Shemitah? It is showing us the two aspects of emuna. There's the emuna of Shabbos Bereishis, when we keep it, l'shem Hashem, it shows that we have belief that He's creator of the world. Shemitah, that Shabbos Hashem, is also connected to the emuna that Hashem is mashgiach continually over the world. He just didn't create it and let it go. He continues and supervises every aspect of it. Nature, whatever it is. In fact, that's why Hateva is the same gematria as Elokim, 86, to show how it's only a manifestation of the Ratzon Hashem. Everything in the universe is controlled by Hashem continually. And that's what we do when we carry out the mitzvah of Shemitah. We're showing that Hashem continually is always involved in every aspect of our lives. And that's why in Pasuk Vav it says, V'hayisa Shabbos haaretz lachem la'achla v'cha la'avdecha v'lamasecha v'lizchecha v'shalacha hagarim imach, etc. That the Shabbos haaretz itself, when you keep the Shemitah, that will be for you the fulfilling of that mitzvah, of all the mitzvahs of Hashem, la'achla v'cha la'avdecha. You won't have to have any worries. That is the only true way of having all your needs satisfied for all eternity with the greatest happiness. In Pasuk Tes it says that you blow the shofar b'chodesh ha-shvi'i b'asa l'chodesh b'yom ha-kippurim. So the question is, we already know that Yom HaKippurim is on the 10th day of Tishrei. Why repeat it? And Rashi gives the pshat from Chazal. And the Rosh Hashiva Shlita gives another pshat. And we can say also, because even according to Rashi's pshat, to the Afukei Rosh Hashanah, many times you see that by adding the word he, so it means dafka, that day and not another day. So you can say that it could have written it just with one more word and we would have known that. Why state it in this manner? So Rosh Hashiva says, why actually can we say that Yom Kippur was chosen for the Yovel of setting the slaves free and the other mitzvahs of the Yovel? The fields, property returning to the original owner. Because on Yom Kippur, as we understand, is a day of judgment. And many times Hashem will judge the Midrash or the Maidabai Maidanwai. As the Mishnah in Saita, Daf Ches Amud Bey says, you want Hashem, so to speak, to set you free from your guilt, to forgive you for the averis you've done. So Hashem says, how are you treating others? Are you treating them the way you want Hashem to treat you? Are you setting free your slaves from their yoke of slavery? Are you returning the fields to the original owners and freeing them from the tsar of not having their property again? That's the point here. As always, it is up to us. It is up to us to make that Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, or what the Pasuk is telling you, as any other day of the year. What makes the 10th day of Tishrei special? It's up to you. Are you going to fulfill it, keep it the way you should, by truly doing a true v'shleima, making it a Yom Kippur, that it will be called Yom Kippur in every sense of the word, or will you choose to have it as any other day of the year? The 10th day of Tishrei, as the 9th, 8th, whatever day of the year, it's up to you. And that's why HaKippurim is Bigmatria 255 as Hashanah. It's up to you on Yom Kippur to make the whole year and all life a true Yom Kippur that will last forever after. Rosh Hashiva Shlita also points out that the name Yovel itself, we can say, why Hashem chose it, because it has the meaning of all the mitzvahs that have to do with Yovel. The Shofar is called Yovel, the ram's horn. It comes from the word also, Yovel, to be brought, going, just as the slaves are set free, they can go now wherever they want. They are free to leave. The going back of property to their original owners. And also Yuvol or Yuvul, produce. The Shemitah, another year of Shemitah. That the produce, to show that Hashem is in control of everything. He's the boss. And then we have something very interesting. We have the two Lavin of Lo Sonu, right smack in the middle of Shemitah, Yovel. So of course one can ask, the Smichus HaPashius. What is this? Just like we started with the first Rashi, Ma'inyin Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai, Ma'inyin Lo Sonu Eitzel Shmita. And Rosh Hashiva Zatzal and Dorash Moshe explains beautifully that the Inyan is one of the Lavin of Lo Sonu is Onoas Mamon, cheating your fellow man. And the connection is that just as Shemitah, as we explained, is the basis of Emunah, to have that faith that you can trust Hashem, if He's telling you, He'll take care of it, whatever it is. And the same thing, if someone cheats his fellow man, it's a lack of faith to the utmost. Because what is he showing? He's showing that otherwise he will not get that money. Ach and vei. Because if you have the emunah and understand, you can never lose. If you're supposed to get that $1 million, you will get it the proper way. That shows you were supposed to get it. Ach and vei that you did it the wrong way, that you did it through an aveira, because you didn't have that emunah that Hashem will take care of everything that you need. And even if you get to enjoy it, what is it? What did you do? Use up all your mitzvah coupons for it. How long does it last? You could live here 1,000 years. Is that worth an eternity? Rahmanul Islam. Get one-way ticket to Gehenim. And the other love of Lo Sonu, which is Onoas Dvarim, hurting, afflicting with words. And I would like to give a pshat. We can give many examples of that. But one that I would like to show, that Rahman Litzlan is something that we see even in the yeshivas and should be talked about, should be looked at honestly. And Rahman Litzlan is on the lines of Chas V'Shalom, Yerushalmi, HaMitzchabit B'Kohen Chaveroi Ein Lo Chilek L'Olam Haba. One who builds himself up honors himself at the expense of his chaver. Through the shame, the embarrassment of his chaver, Chas v'shalom can have such a punishment. And how can it manifest itself in a certain way? Chas v'shalom, never that madrega to get, but to learn from it and correct it, is when we see that a person prepares something, has a Dvar Torah, has a Pshat in the Gemara, anywhere in Torah, and comes up to the other person and tries to catch him. See if he knows it. Do you know Pshat here? Make him feel like 2 cents if he doesn't know it. And then he gives the pshat which he prepared. What's the big deal? Is that the way to get ahead in Torah? Is that the way to make a name for yourself at the expense of your fellow? As Benazi said in Gemara Yuma, Bishimcha yikruucha, Bimkamcha yoshivucha, Mishelcha yitnu lecha, Ein adam nogea b'muchan l'chavero, V'ein malchus nogaz b'chavata, Afilu kamali nima. You cannot take away what's destined for someone else, and no one can take away something that's destined for you. That's not the way to accomplish. That's not the way to become an Emes Talmud Chacham. The way is, you want to share something, a pshat, whatever it is, with someone else. You go over, you say the pshat. If he has something to say, if he agrees with it or whatever, he'll tell you, isn't the hate. That's the right way to become great in Torah. Nice with nicer in Chaveray. That's the proper way, but not at the expense of shaming and putting down. If that's the way you have to build yourself up, by lowering the other person, they isn't there. Even the teacher, the proper way, the ideal way, sure, you can give it Bechina to the whole class, say a git, but not to call out a specific boy or girl at the expense of shaming them if they don't know the answer in front of the whole class. Sure, present the question to the class, whoever has an answer, or answer it. Doesn't necessarily mean that the others didn't have, who did not answer. That's the way of Torah. It's a beautiful way. Kol derecheha darkei noyam b'chol netzivoseh o shalom. When the Gemara says that kin nesayfim ta b'chachama, it doesn't mean in that negative way we said before. You can have kin nesayfim ta b'chachama. Okay, but do it the way, the proper way he mentioned it. And even can I say from Tav Chochma, that's the Midas Beinonis. Just like in Truma you have the Midas Ayin Ra, Ayin Beinonis, Ayin Taiva. Same thing here. And the Midas Ra would be the Sinas Sefer. This Tarba, Rachman Litzlan, and other things. And the highest is the Ahava Sefer. To be loving every madrega that the chaverim and the others reach also. Even without kinah, just the sheer ahava and love that Baruch Hashem everybody's growing. You should all grow together. There shouldn't be anybody lower or higher, but you should all be on the highest madregas. The ahava, to love to see everyone joining in to fulfill their fullest potential for good, so that all equal on the highest madrigas Hashem wants them to be. So this is the emuna, therefore, of the other lovestone of our Lord, Onoaz Dvarim. When you have that faith that Hashem will take care, whatever you deserve, you will get. You don't have to wrong your fellow through words either. You don't have to do anything wrong in order to get what you deserve in this world. In fact, Adarabba, by doing it the right way, you will get the greatest good and greatest happiness forever after. Before Shishi and after Shishi, we have many times the expression Imach. I would want to say that we can say one of the pshatim, why it's mentioned, is to teach us that ideally that's how we have to look at it. When your fellow man is in dire need, that's how you have to feel, that imach, he is mamish with you, as if you are in the same situation. As we all know, the Zrizis in general, zealousness, rush to accomplish when it is for oneself, is immediate. No stone left unturned. Nothing overlooked. All our energies focused and working to accomplish what's needed. That's the ideal, how we have to look at our fellow. Imach, with you, as if you are in that exact situation. That's when we will do that mitzvah to the utmost. That's the v'ahavta re'acha kamoicha. And as there is a drosha, that chas v'shalom if not, imach, achmanosan, it can happen because you didn't do it the right way, that you will be together with him in that situation. The Kol Dodi points out before Shishi, when he's talking about the Issur of Ribis, taking interest, and it says that Hashem is the one who took you out of Mitzrayim and gave you the land of Canaan. What is the connection between the two? And he explains that just as Hashem, when he took you out of Mitzrayim, not only did he, so to speak, not take any interest on your aveiros, but what had such unbelievable rachmanis to not even fulfill the 400 years that technically could have been done, but shortened it to only 210 years. He took off 190, brought you to the land of Eretz Canaan. Canaan, Gematria, 190. So not only did he take any interest, but he even lessened it, what, so to speak, you owed. That should be a wake-up call to anyone who has any inkling of letting the Yetzirah win and taking interest from his fellow. That the same Hashem that did that for you, certainly you should do it for your fellow. To continue to be deserving of all that Hashem does for you without any interest. Just the opposite, giving you so much what you don't even deserve because of His great Ahava for you. So learn from Hashem to follow in His ways, v'alachta b'drachav, showing Ahava, your utmost Ahava for your fellow also. If you want to be considered a child of Hashem, then show that same way to His other children, to be in the family, that again, the midish are the maidaba and maidinmai. You show that great love for your fellow. Hashem will in turn show that infinite love for you. And yet Hashem, we should all always fulfill His ratzon the way He wants us to, with the greatest ahava, simcha, and understanding. Tamid mi'atah v'yad olam.